Our next guest has no fewer than 46 pets. She is a vet in Sydney. Emily Lay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Well, I'm good. Why do you have 46 pets and what type of animals are we talking about?
It's definitely a bit of a menagerie. A few of them I acquired, you know, through breeders, but a lot of them are rescues or strays or surrenders through my line of work. I've got dogs, cats, quite a few rabbits and guinea pigs and birds, and the occasional reptile and fish as well.
Right. And what happens, like someone brings them in and say, we found this dog or cat, and you just look at them and you instantly fall in love with them and they become part of your expanding animal family?
No, not really. So usually if an animal isn't claimed, we obviously take it to a council or a local pound or a shelter. And after a period of time, if they're still not claimed, on occasion I have gone and been like, yeah, I'll take that little one. And other times it's like rescue animals that, they need medical assistance and stuff and stay for a long period of time.
How do you manage to take care of them all?
Look, it does take up a lot of my time. So that's probably a big part of it. So, every day they get handled and checked and fed and cleaned. Big time and a lot of money and a lot of effort, but it's all worth it.
Yeah, can I be bold? Do you live by yourself or do you have a partner or what?
So I do live with my parents and my brothers and their family. So it's all kind of one big kind of house unit. Land, property kind of thing.
And do they help with the care of the animals?
Not really.
Right.
So they do have their own animals as well. So there is a bit of quid pro quo. If you look after mine when I go away, I'll look after yours when you go away. But for the most part, each to their own.
Righto. And how much money do you reckon you spend on them each year?
Look, that's a spicy number, I will say, but sometimes on just food alone in one year, regarding cost of living and everything else, I could be looking at about $10,000 sometimes easily.
Right. I mean, it's just, the mind just boggles. I'm just trying to imagine how you work as a vet and make enough money to keep you and 46 pets going.
Yeah, look, the reality is, I don't have a significant other at this stage in time. And my hobbies are my animals. So a lot of the income I do generate goes back to them as well. And also being smart with where I buy things and what I buy as well tends to go a long way.
I know you're going on the SBS Insight program next Tuesday. It's called The Pet Price, and it's Tuesday, yeah. I think, 8:30 p.m. But, I mean, do you think, particularly in Western societies, we maybe spend too much money on pet animals?
I think it's important to realise that animals play such a huge role now in your modern household, and people, do see their pets as their children or fur babies, to use that word. So I don't think they necessarily spend too much money. I think it's more just what people value these days. But people recognising that owning animals does come with great responsibilities. And yes, you can go pretty wild with what you spend on them. But people these days do enjoy it and do value them as important members of the household.
Do unkind people, maybe like your brother or brothers, do they refer to you as the cat lady at any times?
Look, I certainly think they do. My niece and nephew are basically grown up with the equivalent of a petting zoo in their eyes, so they don't even think animals are cool at their age because they've just seen it all already.
All right. Well, good luck with that, and we'll watch you on TV next week. Emily Lay there, Sydney vet and owner of 46 pets, which is a lot. 1-3-6-9-3. I mean, I just don't know how you do it. I don't know how she does it. Anyway, she does.